Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Please take a moment and visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast, where you can read the blog that Perry wrote to go along with today's lesson. You can also download a learner's guide and follow along with us. Also, if you're interested in the five levels of leadership or the 360-degree leader in regards to coaching or training and facilitating, you can leave your information there, and we will be happy to get back in touch with you. Well, today's topic is titled, Is There a Formula for Building Trust with Your Team? And if there is, I can't wait to talk about it today. But developing trust is really not something I think about when it comes to formula. And we'll talk about this as we go through it today. But so what were you thinking about in regards to formula and trust?
I actually agree with you. I'm not much on formulas for things as complex as developing trust with another individual, especially one on your team. But I've read several sources lately where the author does give a formula for trust. And I thought I just would bring that and say, let's talk about really the object here is how do you develop trust is probably not a formula. I think it's dangerous to think that develop trust that way. It's really 100 small things you do every day consistently. Yeah. So give me some characteristics you think of with people that really you have a high trust quotient with you.
Yeah, and let me say this too. I think you're right, and I can hear it as you're kind of talking about, there's no formula for it. There's 100 things, but I also want to say this. I believe as leaders, and this is kind of my DNA being in John's world for so long, that trust is really given. It's really not earned. However, right, there are things that you continue to do, 100 different things that continue to keep that trust level there with me to lose that trust level. Right. And then we'll talk a little bit about that today. And that's just kind of the DNA that I have in regards to trust. But I also want to say this is that, we've also said in the past that authenticity is a trust accelerator. And so, man, we want to encourage you to lead right where you're at and how you're designed to lead. Be authentic and don't get caught up in a formula, which I think Perry and I both probably failed algebra growing up. And I'm not even sure I had it in college. If I did, I probably didn't attend the class. But so it's not going to come into that type of formula. But just the things we're going to talk about, I think, are important in regards to trust. And so when I think about this, I think about what are some of the attributes, characteristics of people that I've worked with that, man, that trust meter just continues to ping at the highest level for me is I love consistency in people. Mm-hmm. I love people that, are humble and people that I can depend upon where it's like, hey, you and I had a conversation. We're going to spend some time recording some of our podcasts 2:00 on Wednesday. Great. I know Perry's going to show up, right? There's dependability. And then just, honesty. For me, I think that making sure you communicate with honesty and live out your life. Those are just a couple of things that come to mind in regards to trust.
So the first formula I saw concerning trust was about 20 years ago in a book called Trusted Advisor by David Meister. Kind of simple. I've actually shared this with a lot of people, but he says it's like a division problem that says credibility plus reliability plus intimacy divided by your self-orientation is what equals trust with people. And so I should define that intimacy really talks about how close you are with a person, your relationship with them. And the self-orientation was how much is it about you? He defined it as versus being about the other person. So if you just put some numbers on that, credibility on a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 10. Reliability, you're a 10. Intimacy, you're a 10. That would be 30 on the top. On the self-orientation, if it's all about you, so your self-orientation is high, like a 10, that 30 divided by 10 would be a 3. But if your self-orientation was a 1, it wasn't about you, it's about the team, it's about other people, then that 30 divided by 1 is 30. So his point is that you need to have these three things on top, but your self-orientation is kind of going to be the driver on that. So what are your thoughts on that one?
Well, so, okay, there's some merit here, right? When you look at some of these words that go into this formula for me, and I think the biggest one was, hey, what we're dividing it over, which is this self-orientation, which then takes a very self-aware person to be able to truly understand their self-orientation, which will then drive that trust factor. And so I thought what I'd do is just dive into a couple of these. I want to relate them to what we talk about a lot in regards to the five levels of leadership, kind of where this falls in. Because remember, ultimately what we're trying to do is give you tips and ideas and just things that we hear every day in organizations to help you increase your influence with people. So, all right, so let's talk about credibility, right? I look at this as a level three kind of attribute in this trust quotient where how competent are you in that role, right? The role that they're looking at. If you are not credible, then it will be near impossible to develop a deep level of trust. And so we talk about level three. It's really where your credibility shows up as a leader. Mm-hmm. So how credible are you? Reliability. I also put this under level three influence, right? If people can't count on you, I used the word dependable a little bit earlier, they're probably not going to trust you. And so I can see how that can kind of fit in that. When you talk about this intimacy and closeness, I put this under level two influence, where we connect with people, we build relationships, where if we don't have a certain level of connectedness, it's going to be hard to develop trust. Think about people that maybe you've worked with for a long time, but you were never able to kind of connect with them. Do you really trust them? You know, that's probably very, very accurate in this formula. And then the self-orientation kind of tells the whole story, which I put under level one influence as we begin to think about what is the type of leader that we want to be? What is my self-awareness? Where am I in regards to what that looks like? And I think if people perceive you as doing what you're doing to help yourself, then you're absolutely done on the trust scale. Like, I think about people that I know. Remember, let me go back to this. We talk a lot about the fact that there's a very fine line between influence and manipulation, and it's really behind the motive. And I think about this when it comes to the self-orientation here. And so I think you gotta really make sure that you're checking your motive. That happens with self-awareness. So I believe there's more to it than this, but there's something here. There's something here.
Yeah, and that formula is in the learner guide too. So if you want to review that yourself, the next formula I saw was in a more recent book called Never Eat Alone by Keith Ferrazzi, and it resonated with me because Ferrazzi is talking about networking. How do you connect with people? And we teach that a lot, that we want people to buy into us, to buy into you before they buy into whatever you're doing. So Ferrazzi said, and here's his formula, that trust equals generosity plus vulnerability plus accountability plus candor is really how you get there. So I like all of these components, yeah, but I had not considered some of them when it comes to trust with people in my circle of influence. And so I just start with, you know, what does generosity have to do with developing trust? That was really my first question.
Yeah, that's another interesting formula. And I think there's something with each one of these attributes that we're talking about that is in the formula. When I think about generosity, for me, the first thing that comes to mind is that they're generous with their resources. And what I mean by that is their time, their talents, what does that look like in a leader? And then does that lead me to trust them more? I don't know, right? To your point, like, it's an interesting conversation. When I think about the opposite, though, of generosity, what comes to mind? I think about somebody that's very selfish, very stingy, and if that's the case with their time, resources, maybe even some of their feedback, then there's no doubt about it. It will close the door on me establishing or continuing to give trust to that individual.
Right. You know, we talk about abundance versus scarcity mindset. I wonder if if you have somebody around that's scarcity mindset, you're not really going to connect.
Yeah, so that's probably a great word, right? Yeah. Like, we're not trying to build our own formula because we already agreed you and I don't do formulas right. Very well. Yeah. But yeah, I think you're right. I think that from generosity, maybe it's even just an abundance. It's like a mindset versus the word generous.
What about vulnerability? Yeah, where's that
I was
going
to say, let's talk about these other words here. And again, just like I did on the other formula, to me, I immediately go into this common leadership language that we have. And I think about vulnerability is increasing your influence at level two. And I think this is an interesting ad. You know, like, I think we talked at the kickoff that authenticity drives as a trust accelerator. Mm-hmm. And I think for you to be authentic, you're naturally going to be vulnerable to to your people. You're real. You're genuine. On a previous podcast, you know, you and I talk about our mess ups and our failures. Mm-hmm. And we're like, I walked in a team and it's on me, right? Like, I was like, look, I'm just going to be vulnerable here. I completely messed up that simple little communication thing. And so I think that's right on. With accountability, you know, for me, again, this is a level three influence kind of competence that we're talking about. And it's really about, man, listen, you do what you say and you follow through and you take ownership. Any thoughts on that one that come to mind with you?
Well, accountability to me is always about ownership. It's not about blaming someone, but that you can count on me. You think about, I'm saying generosity. So you're giving, your abundance mindset, you're vulnerable. You share about your own ups and downs, your failures, your struggles, and you own it. You own the outcomes. You own what's going on. I love where this is going with the idea of connecting with people. Is that I'm not going to be really trusting of someone who doesn't hold themselves accountable to own what they've committed to.
Yeah, yeah. And the final one is candor.
Yeah.
Level four here. The reason I put it at level four for me is this is really, I think when you get this and the trust is there, this is where that mentorship begins to happen, this development of people where you can have these candid conversations to make each other better. And so I look at this as kind of a level four influence in this formula of increasing trust. And all along, remember, the trust with your team and those around you will continue to grow as your influence grows with them. And if you can be able to kind of have, we mentioned on a previous episode about having this courageous candor, right? If you can be able to kind of talk about it, be direct, and you can increase not only the effectiveness of the team, but I think your relationship and your trust with them.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, but while the formulas are nice, I think there's some other words that keep popping up that I think we could add to help with the level of trust that we have with others. I'm going to kind of fire word association with you. I'll fire the word at you. I wasn't really going to bring it up, but there are five words that I'm going to add there.
I love it.
I know you love that.
I do.
So, first word is, I think, the most underestimated word of all leadership, and it's the word consistency.
Yeah, I think consistency compounds is what comes to mind. When we talk about trust, you and I and probably many of our listeners have worked for leaders in the past where you just don't know what type of leader you're going to get that day. And we've shared an example of an executive assistant, a publicly traded company, is the most influential individual in that organization because they put out a red coffee mug on certain days and a green, which is not today, right? You don't come in. So, yeah, I think, man, when you're consistent day in and day out, it increases trust for me.
The second word is listening.
Yeah, we all love to hear our own voice and our, you know, and to be able to talk. And I think that when you're truly listening to people, you connect with people and you're asking questions. And so leaders that have in my past that have listened to me and even currently, man, my trust level with them goes up drastically.
Number three is modeling behavior.
Yeah, you lose a lot of trust with me when you say this, when you're not modeling the behavior which you're asking or expecting. We've heard that saying, which is, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And so if that's going on inside the culture of the organization I'm working for, there is going to be a trust issue.
Number four probably should have been number one, humility.
Yeah. For me, this is big. I those that are going around telling me how good they are, I don't trust that they're that good.
Right. And this one, number five, some surprise on the list, but I thought about it a lot, was teammate.
Yeah, this is actually one of my top five values, teamwork, right? And for me, teams working together is a huge part of culture and a huge part of leadership. And when I see individuals that are good teammates, then, man, I see a lot of trust happening between myself, that individual, and also that individual and the team. And so being a great teammate, I think, drives trust to a higher level.
Yep. Well, there's a lot that goes into building trust, for sure, more than formulas. But
yeah, and we started with consistency, right? And so let me just come back to that because I think it takes a lot of time and a lot of consistency to build that trust. It takes just a second to destroy that. We could go through a couple of examples and share with people. And maybe you even are thinking about individuals where in seconds they've lost all of their trust and all of their credibility that has been built from years. Remember, this is something that happens over time. So maybe we should address what leaders can do if trust has been broken with their team. We started off by saying, hey, I believe that it's given, right? Not earned, but it can be broken. And how do we begin looking at rebuilding that, and something that maybe we can help leaders with as they think about this.
Yeah, and the first thing that comes to my mind, we talk about self-awareness, but just awareness, being aware that trust is broken. I think a lot of times leaders are tempted to assume, hey, we're good. We can't figure out why engagement levels are down, but we must be good. I think you've always got to be monitoring trust levels with your team. And I think if there's a problem, you need to come clean, admit the mistake, that vulnerability piece that we talk about. If you're not sure what the mistake was, then tell the team or tell the person you feel there's a problem and ask them, are they willing to share, you know, how they see things? But this is really where the vulnerability part came in that formula earlier, I think.
Yeah. I think also to begin this healing process, to add on to that from vulnerability, is doing what you say you will do.
Yeah.
This is sometimes, maybe most of the time, unintentionally done in leaders where you make commitments and maybe you just don't follow through, or you make some promises you don't follow through. And so I would just encourage you to make sure that as you're beginning to rebuild that trust, know it's going to take some time, give the team some time, but just continually, daily doing what you say you're going to do. What's that statement of what you do speaks so loudly, I can't even hear what you say. And so I could sit there and tell the individuals or the team, hey, I want to start building your trust again. None of that's going to matter. It's going to show up in your actions. And so maintain that vulnerability by continuing to check in with the team periodically with them. Ask for feedback. Listen to the feedback. Don't get defensive about that feedback. And go back and look at the words that we just spoke about and evaluate yourself on those. What the five that Perry brought to us, how are you doing on those? Talk about self-awareness. Maybe you even put those five in front of some of your team and have a conversation, maybe one-on-one, not in the team environment, so you don't get, you know, berated all at one time. But Perry put in the learner's guide, which hopefully you've downloaded that, the formula's in there, but he also put it in there, the trustworthy checklist. So you can check that out there. By no means is a complete list. It's just a start for something that you to begin to look at and do a little bit of a self-evaluation on.
While you're talking, I was thinking about my son when he was young, was studying something. They were doing a character qualities something, study somewhere, church or school. But it was about being trustworthy. And he said, Dad, how do you be trustworthy? And I thought about that and said, well, you've got to be worthy of trust. Mm. And that generated a lot of conversation. What do you do to be worthy of someone's trust?
That's good.
And it really opened those doors. I also think about John teaching every follower in your world, in your circle of influence, is asking three questions about you. And we talk about this a lot, but it is, can you help me? Do you care about me? And can I trust you? And I just noticed when I was thinking about that you can build a lot of trust by helping and caring. The first two questions kind of feed into the third. But
I do.
It also requires, I think, a lot of intentional effort to do these other things that we're talking about to maintain a high level of trust over the long run of your life. So why don't you wrap it up for us?
Without trust, you cannot have a healthy leadership culture, period. It starts with trust. There's lots of books out there, lots of content on trust. And so I want you just to step back from saying, yes, I want trust. Yes, we have trust in order to have a great leadership culture, high-performing team, whatever it might be. And I want you to go into the checklist that Perry provided for us. And I want you to really kind of be vulnerable with yourself and go through there and say, where am I at? Go through that and have self-awareness. And then I would encourage you to go to maybe two or three others on your team and ask them to speak into that, or even just speak into the trust level that they may have with you, or what they perceive the other team members have. Man, being curious, you love this word, but being curious about things, even of what is the trust level inside my team, will generate a lot of great conversations. I know if I were to go up to a couple of my team members and say, hey, where's the trust level between me and you? What does that look like? Because people don't want to follow people they don't trust. And if you can begin that conversation, that would be a great first step in, number one, identifying, but number two, if it is broken, in the healing process. So use the resources Perry's provided for us with his great content and in the learner guide and begin to go through that self-awareness.
Fantastic. Great input. And just a reminder, if you want to see that learner guide or leave us a question or a comment, learn about the five levels, you can do all that at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. We love hearing from you, and we love your questions and statements. So if you want to reach us, do that there at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. We're grateful that you would spend this time with us today. That's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.